Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. My co-host, Dr. Les Olah, is away from the studio today, but in his place I have two guest hosts that I'd like to introduce to you. Brother Mark Kittrell, you are an evangelist, and you have been here at Brookside before, and you're here with us now for a meeting, and Lord certainly has been blessing us, and we've benefited greatly from your ministry. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I've been traveling in full-time evangelism since 1989, and that also included a time of mission work and church planting out in Hawaii for about 5 years. And so we travel all across the country, preaching in churches and camps and Christian schools and various types of ministry.
You and your wife have how many children?
We have three boys. Their ages are 15, 12, and 11.
Now, how do you handle having three boys on the road?
Well, actually, with boys, everything's an adventure, whether it's sleeping on the floor in a motel room or squishing into some quarters, or they enjoy the life of traveling, seeing new people, places. They have friends all across the country, and so it's very enjoyable to them.
Now, with you, Mark, is Ken Keltner. Ken, you happen to be the executive pastor here at Brookside, and how long have you been here with us?
Well, Pastor Sam, I've been here since March, as far as when we moved from Northland down here to Brookside, so it was in March.
Now, you were at Northland for how many years?
I was there for 5 years.
And before that, what did you do?
Before that, I was involved in a ministry out in Denver, Colorado, Tri-City Baptist Church, and I was there for 12 years. I've spent most of my life working with teenagers, but I've also worked in various missions and outreach projects in churches and done a little bit of everything.
Now, you and Kathy have how many boys?
We have four boys, and their ages are 20, 17, 15, and 13.
So you both are right there in the thick of it with boys at a very critical age in their life.
Bringing up boys, that's what we're doing.
Well, tell me what the challenges are. I know a lot of our listeners, maybe a lot of the guys listening this morning or wherever they happen to be listening, are maybe facing some of those same challenges. So what are some of the things you faced?
Well, there are a lot of blessings to it. There are challenges. One, you'd think it's a small challenge, it ends up being a big challenge, is in the area of competition. Everything is competition in our house. I did this before you did it. It's all about competition.
That's the way it is at my house.
It is.
That's what it is with my wife and I.
So at times...
We're not supposed to be like that?
No, not actually. But it could be healthy, I guess, for boys, except when it, you know, ventures out to the yard or in the back bedroom and it's a fight breaking out because...
So is boxing a family sport at your house?
We sure don't like to see boxing as a family sport, but it can be pretty intense at times. And they're getting pretty big now. I have to kind of be careful when I go in to try to break that up.
That's right.
Mark, what have you faced as a dad?
Well, to be quite honest, right now the biggest challenge is keeping enough food in the refrigerator.
Yeah. You guys have been living at my house.
Yeah, I often joke about, of course, as an evangelist, you're supported with love offerings, and I say to folks sometimes, well, I just let the church know up front half the love offerings for food. So, but really probably the biggest thing, you know, from just my personal experience is boys typically are energetic and full of vim and vigor and enthusiasm, and it just kind of, you know, even when they sleep, this energy sort of fills the air.
And I have visions of this coming out of your part, your trailer, man.
And so you have to take that energy and channel it in the right direction, because, you know, in our society there are a thousand and one and more ways to channel it in the wrong direction. So really just trying to keep their feet pointed in the right direction in all the areas of life, spiritually, academically, emotionally, physically. Our boys are at a stage where they're going through a lot of, you know, physical changes and things, and just really trying to keep them oriented biblically. So it is a challenge, a big challenge.
You know, the Apostle Paul used a metaphor a lot in his writings. He talked about athletics a lot. And I'm curious as to what that metaphor has played out in your lives. How do you use athletics as a dad in the raising of your boys?
Well, I think in athletics, you're not only starting the competition, you're finishing the competition. And you want to finish strong, and you want to do your best through that competition. And the same in the Christian life. I mean, a team that's participating in an athletic event will go through some hard times. This guy makes a bad pass, or we threw an interception, or he fumbled, or whatever it might be. And in life...
Is that football that you're talking about?
That was football. I did a little couple there with Pastor Sam. Football. Pastor Sam loves these metaphors, but football, basketball. I mean, baseball.
Now that's the one that has the kind of oblong ball, right?
The oblong ball. That's
right. I just
wanted
to make sure I had my metaphor.
Sometimes it's hard to handle it, you know, and you can even ask the pro athletes. It's hard to handle at times. But in the Christian life, to be able to say, hey, okay, yeah, there was a mistake made here, or you were disappointed in how you responded in this situation, well, get up and keep going. I mean, because you're going to do that in an athletic contest. You're not going to just say, ah, I quit. At least that's not what I want to see them do. I mean, you can see that in an athletic competition. I was probably guilty of it growing up as a kid, just saying, I quit. I'm going to take my ball and go home. And you sure don't want to see folks quit in their Christian life. I mean, they get discouraged and defeated. And, you know, unfortunately, cities and are full of people who grew up in church at one time. They're not in church anymore. They're maybe angry at God. Something happened in their life in the course of serving God that hurt them, and or they were disappointed, and they quit. And the same thing can happen in the athletic contest. Mm-hmm. You can, I don't want to play this sport anymore. I mean, you watch guys on the golf course. They want to throw the club. They're done. They're not going to play golf anymore. And Christian life, the Lord doesn't want us to quit. He wants us to keep our focus and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Mark, has it worked in your family?
Well, some of those metaphors, obviously, biblically, are Hebrews 12, running the race, or Ephesians 6, wrestling, mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 9, the boxing. And Paul was familiar with, you know, probably what we would know today to be our modern Olympics. But there are so many carryovers to the Christian life from the athletic realm. Some of what Pastor Ken was just sharing there about not giving up, not quitting, you know, when you feel like a failure. I think in my own life as an athlete, and what I'm trying to communicate to my boys is discipline, sports, practice every day, giving your best all the time. You know, when the stands are not full, and there's no time on the clock because it's practice, and you're just, no one's out there cheering you on, and you're sort of behind the scenes, you still have to work hard and give your best so you can be what you ought to be in the game. And the Christian life is like that every day. You know, whether I feel like it or not, I've got to get up and read my Bible today. I need to set aside time to pray today. I might be dog tired on Sunday morning, but I have got to discipline myself to get up and get underneath the sound preaching of God's Word.
You know, we normally sometimes think about discipline as corrective, and it often has a negative connotation, but it sounds like athletics is a really good way to bring the whole idea of discipline of life and character into the life of a boy. Is that what you're finding?
It sure is, and off of what Brother Mark said about with boys, I mean, the energy, the excitement, the passion that they bring, I mean, constant energy. I want to see them channeled in a way that is going to be used for God. And part of that in that process has been athletics in our home. I know it was for me. I quit a basketball game in the fourth grade, and you know, I grew up in a pastor's home. My dad was the coach. He called that time out for me. Are you going to play? Are you going to quit? And as a fourth grader, I said, I'm going to quit. And I learned a very valuable lesson at that point in my life that has carried over in ministry. I tell myself, hey, don't quit. You quit in the fourth grade. Don't quit on Sunday night when, you know, things maybe didn't go as well as you'd expected on Sunday. Keep focus and keep moving forward, because that athletic scenario has been a reminder for me.
Let me ask a couple of practical questions that maybe some of our listeners might have as they're listening to this. How do you balance athletics in the life of your family with everything else that you have to do with work and other family duties and your church life? How do you fit athletics in to an already full schedule?
Well, in terms of our family, because we travel, our boys are not actually able to be on like a league team or a school team just because we homeschool and we're on the road most of the time. But it would be like anything else in life, and certainly in the Christian life, just in moderation and balance. You know, I do basketball camps in the summertime at Christian schools. That's my background from Indiana. And so the boys will go with me and participate and get to mix it up with other young men. And yet, by the same token, you know, that very week, we're also teaching them to serve others and to minister. And so the balance in my life, what was taught in my home and what I'm trying to carry forth to my own children, is that sports is wonderful. It's great. There are so many lessons and carryovers to the Christian life. But like anything else, it's just another avenue to serve God. So the ultimate goal is not that I achieve a certain level of status in a sport. Sure, we teach them to desire to win and to be their best for God's glory. But really, just this is an avenue by which you are serving Christ. And I try to set that example because every time I do camps or am involved in sports, I'm also giving Bible challenges and reaching young men with the gospel through the avenue of basketball and sports in general.
Ken, how do you fit it all in?
Well, if my wife was here, she would say I can probably tend to be a little overbalanced on the sports side. So the Lord brought her along to be a good balance for me in this regard. And I would say that what I want the boys to see is that athletics can be a platform, it can be a tool for ministry, that it can be used for evangelism. You can go out and play ball against fellas. And if you can gain their respect on the athletic field, a lot of times fellows will be willing to listen to what you have to say. And so my life now can be used in a way with sports as a platform to impact. I mean, the connection takes place, and the connection has to take place for impact to occur. And that's how I would like to see sports used. And as Brother Mark said, it's a character issue so many times. Hey, did you do your best out there? I mean, what about in our Christian life? Are we doing our best for serving God? Because we are going against an opponent, and our opponent wants to win.
And on that note, we're going to have to wrap up our program today. Thank you, Mark and Pastor Ken, for joining us at the studio and talking to us about raising boys. And we're going to pick up this topic in our next broadcast. For those of you listening, you can check us out on the web at www.thewordforlife.org. We have many resources there that would be of interest to you. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.